Yeah, I don't think this is particularly our type of baseball that we played today. I think there are some identifiable things that we, you know, we're talking about right now. We're going to get our hands on and we'll tighten up this team. You know, response to the teaching and the coaching, and you know, we all know where things backed up on us today. You know, I thought with Bum's situation, we're trying to get him through five innings. We had that pitcher spot coming up, and he got kind of nicked up there at the back end of his outing. But you know, really for me, it continues to be getting ahead of hitters and finishing off hitters, and it's a work in progress. And he's continuing to accept what we're talking about as far as coaching goes, and you know, just keep plowing away, and the worm is going to turn. You know, offensively, Cole had the big day today. As much as things started to back up on us fundamentally, I don't want to go over the list of things. We found ourselves in this ballgame, and we had some fight, and we did a good job of you know, piecing together some at-bats, building an inning, and making some pushes. So tomorrow's a new day. We're going to get after it tomorrow morning. It's a quick turnaround, so we got to spit this one out and be ready to go tomorrow.
Thank you, Ken.
Sorry, I know you guys, and I know Bohm wants to be pitching better than he is, but I feel like for a guy of his stature, I'm sure you guys and he expects more than a work in progress at this point from him. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, sometimes things don't work the way you want to, and you just got to keep fighting and plowing. So maybe it's not a work in progress. We know what he's capable of doing. And, you know, I know that there's a certain level of frustration because there's poor results, and, you know, the numbers don't look the way he wants them to, but he ain't going to stop trying. I can guarantee that. And I've had conversations with him, and I know that he wants to get after it. And that's why I think good things are going to start happening for him.
Corey, I feel like with his struggles last year, there was always kind of the thought that, well, the stuff isn't really there, that the stuff will come back with a normal year. Is it fair to say it's more alarming this year with the way that things have played out so far with his stuff kind of back to at least approaching normal levels?
Yeah, key part of that one out. You said more alarming. I just want to make sure I heard that right.
Yeah, I think that's what I said.
Okay. You know, I'm just going to judge it day by day, and through my conversations with him, and outing by outing, and you know, he wants to be as good as he can possibly be, and he's working extremely hard. So I'm going to throw out last year, and you know, I'm going to just continue to believe in him, continue to support him, and you know, make sure that he's getting everything he needs from me and every other coach that's around him. That's my focus. I don't want to start to play the game of what is bothering all of us, because you know, we all have endless lists. I want our team to play a perfect baseball game every single night. That's impossible. It's just not going to happen. But I'm going to hold this team to the highest standard possible to go out there and execute and expect to win baseball games, because we do things fundamentally sound every single night.
Zach,
Tori, just kind of what would you say is the gap that Bum needs to bridge between where he is now and where he needs to be? What kind of things need to be sharpened? What does he need to do better?
Yeah, I think getting ahead of hitters. I know I talked to you guys about that today. I'm sorry. Just getting ahead of hitters. The OPS goes down considerably when he strike one, and it's no magic remedy. So, you know, establishing fastball, command, and then getting ahead of hitters. And, you know, the secondary stuff, the shape, secondary stuff is there. It's just more or less just getting ahead of hitters and you know, figuring out where that fastball is going on a consistent basis.
All right, guys, well, that's enough.
Thanks.
Thanks, Tori.